Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 397 for Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform are down slightly Wednesday morning following the decline seen in Chicago soybean futures. Canola values in Winnipeg were anywhere from $1 to $2.50 lower, July down $1.30 at $459 per ton. Profit-taking on Tuesday's gains added to the bearish tone, as did generally favorable conditions for seeding in North America so far this spring. The large global oilseed supply situation and a slightly firmer Canadian currency also weighed on the canola market. However, strength in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil futures in early and overnight activity limited the declines. Concerns about below-freezing temperatures causing frost damage to some crops in Western Canada over the weekend were also supportive. Assessment is still ongoing, and farmers are waiting to see if any major damage was done to their crops. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed futures were mostly lower Wednesday morning. Chicago soybean values were 2 to 4 cents lower, July down 2.5 cents at $9.43¾ per bushel. The losses were linked to good seeding progress being made in the U.S. as well as strength in the U.S. dollar. The large global oilseed supply situation was also overhanging the market. Though sentiment that prices are oversold helped to limit the downside, as did steady export demand. Corn futures were also lower as strength in the U.S. dollar weighed on values. Prices ranged from 1 to 3 cents softer, July down 1¼ cents at $3.60¾ a bushel. Worries about slowing domestic feed demand for corn due to the avian flu outbreak in the U.S. was also bearish. Though concerns that cool weather in the U.S. farm belt could lower yield potential for corn crops helped to temper the downside. Wheat values in Chicago were mixed as the strong U.S. dollar was making U.S. wheat exports even less attractive on the international market. Values were anywhere from 0.5 cent higher to 2 cents lower, July up 0.5 cent at $5.10¾ a bushel. There was some follow-through selling on Tuesday's losses, undermining the market. Signs that U.S. winter wheat crop conditions are improving slightly were also bearish. On the other side, worries about excess moisture causing disease problems for some U.S. wheat crops provided support. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Taryn Shields.